internet users inside and outside of Iran were thrilled to hear President-elect Hassan Rouhani say recently that the government should not be filtering the internet. Soon after, however, the current government announced a new push to tighten government controls over emails and continue efforts to create an Iran-only internet. NPR's Peter Kenyon has more from Istanbul on whether Rouhani's presidency heralds a more open internet in Iran.
In recent remarks carried by Iran's press TV, Rouhani says Iran must maintain its principles, but it also needs to engage with the outside world. We should rectify our relations with the world, said the president-elect, adding that gone are the days when a wall could be built around the country. Today, there are no more walls. There are certainly cyber walls still inside Iran. Thousands of sites are blocked as offensive or dangerous, and technology to help avoid government filters is banned. An aggressive cyber police corps is constantly hunting for those trying to get around state controls. Even as Rouhani calls for less filtering and relaxed media controls, however, the communications minister announced that every Iranian will be assigned a national email address. Analysts say these will almost certainly be avoided by reformers and anyone else who doesn't want his or her messages read by the authorities. Official figures show more than half of Iran's population uses the internet, so this debate is followed closely. Much of the push against greater online freedom comes from hardline clerical leaders determined to keep out what they see as destructive Western secular ideas. Colin Anderson, an independent researcher on issues of censorship and surveillance in authoritarian countries, says the government was handed a gift with the recent revelations of America's own sweeping data gathering and surveillance programs, with names like PRISM.
And so you actually saw a lot of discussion of PRISM, and this was a way of legitimizing the actions of the state by saying, hey, look, everyone does this, including, you know, supposedly the herald of the ideals of freedom of expression and privacy.
Over time, Anderson believes the pull toward greater openness in Iran will be irresistible. But in the current political climate, he expects Rouhani to move cautiously, probably not pushing for a lifting of the ban on Facebook or Twitter, for example. What he might have more success with, Anderson says, is a more significant problem that has plagued Iran since 2006, the cap on broadband speeds at a very old-fashioned 128 kilobytes per second.
Which is not even close to the international standard. It's not even close to what any country regionally or on the same socioeconomic scale has as far as broadband. That was initially applied to restrict information and make filtering easier, but it's fundamentally denied access to all sorts of economic development or media opportunities. I think that cap will probably be one of the first things to go.
If the broadband cap is lifted, it won't be just reformers and web surfers cheering. Ali Ansari, professor of Iranian history at the University of St. Andrews in Scotland, says if Rouhani wants to follow through on his promise to improve Iran's staggering economy, he could do worse than to enlist the business sector in a push for a faster and more useful internet.
I mean, you know, how does business function if you close it all down? There is this very powerful argument that if Iran wants to rebuild its economy, it's going to have to make full use of its resources. It has to make full use of its human talent. And part of this is also being in communication with the outside world and not to be fearful of it. So I think this is something that is undoubtedly coming.
As with other areas of reform in Iran, internet freedom advocates are hoping for positive steps from Rouhani. But given his reputation as a moderate, not necessarily big steps. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.